This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So here's what happens, gang. When we go to the news, everybody calls in and we've got one Sam, and he's got his hands moving a mile a minute in there trying to put on the show, and everybody loses their patience when they get put on hold, and Sam's trying to get to you as quickly as he can. So we still have all the phone lines open for Festivus Friday. We had a full board, and then Sam's doing the producing of the show, and if you're on hold, if you can hear us talking to you while you're on hold, we will get to you as quickly as possible.
Yeah, if you can hear the radio, you've made it through. I'm going to get to you. Just hang tight. I promise I'll get to you.
Yes. So the phone lines are open. If you have a grievance on this Festivus Friday, it is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. The telephone number is, and again, if you hear the radio station coming back at you through your phone, you are in. And we will get to everybody. We'll get everybody on the air with your grievance. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. All the lines are currently open. Jesse Reed, as Dana's fill-in today, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
My grievance is at the gym, the fitness influencer that sets up a full iPhone recording station right in the middle of the gym floor there to film their workout, film their bench press and their squats and their lat pull downs and everything. Mm. And then they have this whole setup there and you have to sort of tiptoe around it. You're just trying to get there and get in and get out and get your workout done.
And not end up in their videos.
That is a thing that has been happening more and more and more.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are in, my friend.
Okay.
All right. 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's go. There is one line left, if you want it. One line left. Crystal in Kansas City. Hello, Crystal.
Hi. Hey, my grievance is with my ovary. It twisted on me, and I had to have emergency surgery last week.
Oh. Well, the fact that you're calling us, I take it everything went okay.
I guess it hurts worse than childbirth. I wouldn't know, but yeah, it was pretty terrible.
I've never heard of a twisted ovary.
Yeah, it's fairly rare, I guess. But my gratitude is for the amazing team at KU that took care of me.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And Crystal, I'm glad you're doing well. All right. Have a great weekend. Be good.
When you asked her if I take it that you're calling us, it obviously went okay. That would have been interesting if she had said, no,
I'm calling you from the fourth dimension.
I'm in the OR right now.
We're in the fourth dimension. Lisa in Kansas City. Hello, Lisa.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
So my grievance is with corporations treating every customer the same. All big cookie cutter, lay it out, all prices are the same, all, you know, packages are the same. I mean, we're different people and different needs, and that just irks me for that to happen.
Okay. All right.
I do have a quick gratitude. I am very, very gracious in gratitude of our military servicemen, including three of my children.
Amen.
That's great. Lisa, thank you for the call.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank your family for their service. And your service.
From the text line, yes, I do not look cute at the gym. I look like an asthmatic psych patient, so I don't want to be in your stupid video.
Thank you.
Text line.
Okay.
I don't want to be in the video either.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Sweet Barb in Odessa. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing well, sweetheart.
I just wanted to say two things before I tell you what. Number one is, you guys, all three of your parents should be very proud of you all, because how you turned out, you are just absolutely just wonderful. And the other thing is, it's been a very entertaining week. I loved it, all of it. It was just great.
Oh, thank you, Barb. That's very kind of you to say that.
And then the other thing is, what in the world is wrong with Walmart trying to send a money order or money from store to store? I've been to three stores that all the systems are down, and they've been like that for months, and nobody seems to get it straightened out. I don't understand why.
What's the money order thing, Barb?
Well, I try to send money to this lady that I'm trying to help, this lady in Oklahoma, and I try to send her money to the Oklahoma store from my store, and they won't let me. They say they can't do it. So I went to Oak Grove, and I went to Warrensburg. And I was going to go to Blue Springs, but I decided I'm tired of going back and forth trying to find
you. Barb, hang on now. Do you know this? Do you know this woman?
Oh yeah.
So
she's just down in her luck, and I'm trying to help her a little bit.
But you know her personally. She's a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've met her.
I haven't met her, but she's not a scam or anything.
Well, wait.
No.
You just said you haven't met her.
No, I haven't met her, but I know her.
Barb,
I'm worried about you.
Barb, listen, you know that I love you, and I just think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I am very concerned about this scenario.
Well, okay.
I know that this is not what you want to hear, but sweetheart, yeah. I think you might be getting scammed. If you have not met someone in person, know them personally, and they're telling you that they're down on their luck and they're in Oklahoma, I guarantee you where they really are is somewhere on the west coast of Africa, and they are playing you like a fiddle.
And Barb, I asked that question earlier because this exact thing happened to a nice lady at my church. Exact
really?
Story. Exact same story.
Never.
Well, I'm not sending her a lot of money. I'm just sending her like $30.
I wouldn't send her 30 cents.
Yeah, well, okay.
But Barb, listen, and I know this is Festive Friday, but this is important, and you're important to us, and we care about you. Let me tell you right now, this is what's going to happen. When you don't send this person any money, and I'm begging you not to, they're going to get very aggressive, verbally aggressive, and they're either going to call or write you and tell you that you're heartless and you don't care about people who are down their luck. No. The only person who is heartless is somebody who would dare try to take advantage of Barb in Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I won't try to do it no more. I won't.
Promise me.
Okay, and hey, what's your average on bowling?
About a buck 05.
I used to average about 200.
I'm probably like 150.
I used to average about 200. Ooh,
you're good. Barb. All right. Well, Barb.
I hope we have a bowling tournament.
Well, I hope so, too. The entry fee will be $30 that you didn't give to somebody in Oklahoma.
Okay, dear.
All right.
I got you.
All right. We love you, and do not send money to people you don't know.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't call me sir. I go looking for my dad.
We did just kind of lecture her a little bit, but it was for a good deed.
That was an intervention of sorts.
But we have had these conversations on the air before.
Oh, thousands of times.
And Barb has made no secret. She's in her mid-80s, and she's the sweetest old lady. But you know, when she said, well, I've never met her, but I know her, that is a red flag.
Can I talk about how this scam actually plays out too? Because I've heard of this scam.
Sure.
What'll happen is they try to transfer money, and then the person comes back and goes, oh no, there was a huge mistake. You put an extra zero or not enough zeros, and now there's some huge transaction that I'm going to be on the hook for. Can you send me $1,000 in Walmart gift cards or something like that? And then that's how the scam kind of plays out. They make you feel guilty. Sorry.
No. I appreciate the information. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Steve in Independence. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how y'all?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, my grievance is these people that are on there, they pass these laws about cell phones and all this when you're driving, and there's people that go up to traffic lights and they stop five car lengths from the car in front of them, and they have sensors on those lights. So we could all go going, but we stop because of this person on the cell phone.
Amen to that.
And it backs traffic up too behind you unnecessarily.
Jim and Kevin and the others, hang tight. We do have a couple of open lines now. After we got rid of Barb and didn't get rid of her. After we hung up with Barb and the others. So if you want in, you got a grievance. We'll get you in the next segment. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Well, thank you guys for the kind words on the text line about the way the thing with Barb went down. I'd do that for anybody. You know, she is the sweetest lady. She is so kind. And for any, I'm assuming this is a scam. It has to be. I don't ask strangers for money. I don't ask anybody for money, but I would never ask a stranger for money. And for somebody to kind of try to single her out and take advantage of her just makes me so mad, like red in the face, man. Mm-hmm. Red in the face.
That's the worst.
Jim in Bates City. Jim, hello.
Greetings and salutations, and yes, thank you for Barb. I live out right by Bates or by Odessa, and appreciate you stepping up for her like that. And at the end of that call, how do you not? I was laughing, literally laughing. What's your bowling average, Scott? Amazing.
Were you laughing?
My grievance. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, were you laughing at the score itself or just that she asked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. Good Thanks answer. A lot. Go ahead.
You bet. My grievance is a few months ago during football season, I called up and had a grievance that Dana should never talk football again. Gentlemen, stay away from golf.
Not good, huh?
Stay away from golf.
Okay. Jim, you have a great weekend, buddy. Be good.
Was it the Happy Gilmore quote? Tap, tap, tappy?
Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap. The price is wrong. Kevin in North Kansas City. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
I appreciate your show. I'll try to make it brief. But a few years ago, I had met up with a blood clot in my leg. Mm. And my wife was driving. I could hardly walk. She was going to pull over by a curb at a sporting goods store in Liberty. And then I was going to step out so I could go around, hold on to the truck and move the truck. But some guy said I was parked in a handicapped spot. I could barely walk. And a police corporal came over and he saw me get out, but he gave me a ticket for parking in handicapped, which I did not park there. So we went to court and my wife testified that she parked there and I was just merely moving the truck. Well, even the judge found me guilty. He said, I think you were in there longer than that. But anyway, one more quick one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But we go to a Mexican restaurant we've been going to patronizing in Lawson. And the guy in there, the manager owner, is always real nice, pleasant, polite, smiley, and all that. But he always calls me a name in Spanish, and I didn't know what it was. It's Chavelo, Chavelo, or something like that, or Chablo. Anyway, and he says, and you ask, oh, everything good, and we always pay him, and, you know, I brag up his restaurant. We give the staff, you know, good tips, and he'll come by, and he goes, you doing okay, Chavelo? And I go, yeah, we're good. And then finally I ask him last Sunday, I go, what are you calling me? What is that word? I don't speak Spanish. And he said, he kind of blurted it out. And then I come to find out, we did some research. It means that it's a slang against white people, and it says you're shoddy, incompetent, despicable, contemptible, and inept.
Kevin, I'm going to correct you on that because I don't know where you got your information, but I looked it up. It is a slang term, but so's dude in English is kind of a slang term. It does not mean what you found because my research in just a few seconds means it is a person, usually a male from the country, a farmer or something.
Well, there's a lot of them. I'm not a farmer. There's a bunch of them. I'm just telling you.
Okay. I just don't want you to get upset with somebody off something.
I wasn't upset with him. I was more disappointed than anything.
Yeah.
While I was talking to him, I was just asking him, and I showed him the definitions that we found in multiple areas of the web, and then some lady called 911 on me, and said I was racist, and I said I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't mad at the guy. I was just disappointed, that he was calling me that because he didn't mean it in a nice way, and he even said it meant artist, so he was not being
okay. All right, we got you in. We got you in, Kevin. Do appreciate. I think you need to do a little bit more research on the meaning of that word, though. Randy in Liberty. Hello, Randy.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard my grievance earlier, but I'm talking about in Missouri, when you go to get your license renewed, they send you out to get a vehicle inspection. You've got an older vehicle when it's over 100,000 miles. But my grievance is when you go to the station to get an inspection, they want to tell you that they're all booked up, which, I can see that. But if they tell you you got to wait 2 weeks, a week to 2 weeks, or make an appointment, you may be 14 days or 30 days down the line. When they fill that application out to get a permit to be an inspection station, they've got to leave a bay open all the time for an inspection. The only time they can kick you down is if they've got people already waiting in inspections.
Okay, Randy. Hey, got you. And we're trying to get as many people as we can.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on DMV.
For the bottom of the hour.
Inspections.
Bernie in Kansas City. Hello, Bernie.
Hey, I got a grievance with you regarding this 40-pound dog rule. I'm a pretty masculine guy, I think, but my dog Gracie is 15 pounds, and she will take on all comers. She recently captured a very aggressive rabbit in my backyard, she's a 15-pound Jack Russell, and I won't let her fight with other dogs, but she's pretty tough. She's like a longshoreman. Yeah, that's all I had to say.
Okay. All right, Bernie. Do appreciate that call, man. Thank you for it. Sue in Spring Hill. Hello, Sue.
Hi there. Hi. Scott. I just wanted to give you a gratitude for saving, hopefully saving Barb in Odessa. My mom and my mother-in-law were scammed. And they had guys calling them up saying, "This is your grandson, Grandma, and I need some money. We were in an accident, a bad accident. I need some money." My mother-in-law is the one that really got scammed. She ran to Walmart and took out $500 from her account there, her check or something, and proceeded to go down and give some money to some guys. And my daughter-in-law, she's the one that caught her before she went down there and said, "Grandma, you can't do that. You can't do that. Don't do that." And she caught her doing that. And then they called my mother and said the same thing. And then she was smart enough to call my brother-in-law and said, and my brother-in-law said, "No, don't do it. It's a scam." So I just want to thank you, and that's my gratitude for you.
You don't have to thank me. I was happy to do it. Billy and the others, hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll get to everybody in just a moment. We do have some open lines, though, if you want to grab one. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Best song they ever did. No debate.
That's just like you to shut down debate.
My grievances with Commander Jesse Reed is just mean. Hey, folks, a couple people dropped off during the break, so we need to fill some of these lines up, or I'm going to have Sam start reading from the Bible, Old Testament only.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, 913-586-7798. The patience today is thin.
Deuteronomy, please.
It's a nice day out. They're trying to get out and get the weather, you know?
I prefer Leviticus if we have time.
I'm going to start right at Genesis.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're not skipping
in
anything.
The beginning.
Okay. All right, so we need some grievances, folks. 913-586-7798, or Sam reads from the Old Testament. 913-586-7798. From the text line, 9891. My grievance is that my employer makes most of the employees pay hundreds of dollars per year to park. Some of the parking lots are more than a mile away from the building, and of course, the most well-paid employees who can afford to pay get free parking as a perk. The cost goes up 5% every single year. And then another says, be nice to Sam out there, everyone. That's correct. If the phone is ringing, you're going to get in. Okay? 913-586-7798. Let's go to Billy in Paola, and then we'll get to Maureen. Hello, Billy.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, my agreement is with those scam calls who just let people mess with them for fun, then say, I'm not interested anymore, and just hang up.
Scam callers who... Are you on the side of the people who are making the scam or the people who are getting called?
The people getting called by scammers.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I loved to mess with them.
Got it.
Sometimes I would mess with, just pretend to be interested, then just pull a 180 and say, I'm not interested anymore.
Gotcha. All right, man. Hey, I got you. I do appreciate it, Billy.
That's
Thank
a
you
favorite
for the call.
Pastime of mine, actually.
586-7798.
I love that.
Maureen in Cleveland, Missouri. Hello, Maureen.
Hey.
Hi.
Scott, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, glad to have you. Thank you.
I'm a tax lady, so I have a lot of grievances right now. But my biggest one is with people who call. We're obviously really busy right now, and people who call the receptionist and want to talk to me, and when she won't let them talk to me because I'm really busy, they get really rude and angry with her. That's my biggest reason.
And taxes are due on the 15th this year, is that correct?
Yes. Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
It's coming up.
This Tuesday, 12th, 13th.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
And there's a bunch of people that are dropping off their taxes right now, and they're also angry that we make them fill out an extension form.
All right, Maureen, it's a good call. Thank you for it.
Yeah, Maureen, I hope you got good plans on Wednesday when all that is done for you.
I could not do that job. Preparing other people's taxes.
I hope you got a nice dinner planned.
Oh. Tony in South Kansas City. Tony, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm sorry I forgot your friend's name is with you, but I'm glad to hear you with Scott today.
His name is Jesse Reed.
Thanks, Tony.
Jesse Reed, okay. And, of course, your boss is also awesome as well. I wanted to have a grievance of having loved ones in the hospital, and whether you get there at a certain time or not, all you got to do is stay there for 3 or 4 hours, and about the time you walk down the hallway to get something to eat or go to the bathroom or something, the doctor shows up and tells the patient who's out of it what's going on. And by the time you get back there, you didn't even know the doctor was there.
That is a good grievance.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, Tony, whoever it is in your family that is in the hospital or was recently in the hospital, I pray and hope that they're okay. Tammy in North Kansas City. Oh, Tammy. Oh, you just missed it. She just literally hung up as I was going to her line. Rosemary in Harrisonville. Rosemary, hello.
Hello, how y'all doing?
We are doing well.
Good. I just wanted to, it's a grievance. It's my mother passed away last October, and she had all her ducks in a row. But I still get these things going, well, we have to have a death certificate, and we have to have this, we have to have that. And it gets very overwhelming sometimes. And, you know, you don't have time to grieve. But it's better. I'm going to move and go live with my brother, and I think we can grieve together, and that's a good thing. Mm. So that's all I want to say. But thank you.
Rosemary, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Yeah. Thank you for the
God
call.
God bless you.
I shall do it. Thank you so much. Y'all too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Shauna in Gladstone. Yes. Hello, Shauna.
How are you?
We're doing well.
Thank you for your show. I appreciate it. My grievance is with the potholes in Kansas City. I cannot believe that they are not repaired for the 2026 World Cup. We look like crap. Our streets are crap.
Can I say one thing, Shauna? It's not a challenge on your grievance.
Sure.
Even if they fixed them right now, they'll be back before next year. My bet would be that they're probably pocketing some of the money away so they can go on a massive pothole filling campaign in the spring of 2026.
Shauna, can I give you some hope?
I sure hope so, because they're getting old. You know, when it rains, they just come right back. So that's my grievance.
Okay.
Can I give you some hope on that front?
Sure.
I spoke, not Gladstone, but the city of Kansas City, which is where there are a lot of potholes. I spoke with their director of public works today, and he said they're about half done filling all the potholes around town. So,
oh, my gosh.
A couple of more weeks, they should be filled.
Okay. You guys have a nice Friday evening.
You do the same. Take care.
So, Scott, you're saying they don't want to peak too early is what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is even if they – let's say that they got them all filled, and I'm sure they're trying, maybe, to get them all filled, the ones that are currently there, there's still going to be just as many potholes come next spring. That's just the way it works.
Sure.
They're
just going to be different spots.
With the incredible temperature shifts that we have in Kansas City, it wreaks havoc on asphalt, and it doesn't matter if they got them all filled right now. It doesn't mean we're not going to have the same number of potholes mm-hmm. come next spring. It's just the way it works, and I guarantee you there won't be a single pothole in this city in the summer of 2026.
They had 50,000 reports for potholes this spring.
Yeah, and in the spring of 2026, they'll get another 50,000, I bet, and 50,000 will be filled quickly. Because the world, we are on the world stage at that point.
It's exciting.
And they can't have it. 913-586-7798. Candace, we'll go to you and then we'll go to David. Candace, hello. Calling in from Mission. Hi.
Hi, guys. It's been fun this week. We'll be happy to have Dana back, but it's always great to hear, you know, the special guest stars.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Candace.
Yeah.
It's fun to be here.
So, okay, I have a grievance, but I kind of think it's with myself. So I've gotten really reliant on grocery delivery in the last few years, which is terrible. And so I will be craving like one particular thing. And then I get on the app, and I have to order like $35 worth of groceries that I don't need, really, because I just want this one thing. And then that's the one thing that's not available. And now I have all these groceries I don't really need. And yeah, I do this a lot, and I'm just aggravated with myself. And I kind of wish there was something on these apps that was like, you know, rank these in priority, these top three items. And if they're not available, we'll cancel your order or something
like
that.
But Candace, it sounds like you need to exercise a bit of self-control.
Mm. You are not wrong. Diagnosis is accepted.
Have a good weekend.
First step is admitting.
Be good. David in Brookside. David, hello.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
We're doing well.
Excellent,
thank you,
sir.
I have a gratitude for you, Scott. I thought you handled the gentleman who was lying about the definition of chavalo very, very well. You had a deft touch, that of a professional.
Well, thank you.
He was, I mean, that's just not what the word means. I don't know. I can only presume that We should be praying for his heart with the Easter season coming, because about you can Google that word, and Tavalo means lots of things, dude, buddy, boy, youngster, but it doesn't mean person of despicable and low character, complete crap. So you were the man in how you handled him.
Well, thank you. I appreciate those kind words, David. Thank you very much.
You all take care. Be safe and well, and enjoy the show.
Okay. Do appreciate your time. Thank you. Roger in Harrisonville. Hello, Higginsville. Hello, Roger.
Hey, thank you for hosting our show.
Thank you for letting us.
Well, I have two grievances. One, you guys talking about the doot, whatever yesterday. I spent 3 hours looking up lyrics to songs that I did not know. And I don't know if I want to know all them lyrics, and I don't speak English now. It's terrible.
Call of the day.
Very funny. That is very funny.
My other grievance is my son took my car, because my car's old, and went to West Virginia. Now, he left me his 2024 Camry to drive. And I got in that thing, had to go to work, 4 o'clock in the morning, in the dark. It's like getting in a spaceship. I don't know where the light switch is. I hope it don't rain. I don't know anything about this car. I know if you turn the cruise control on and the car in front of you slows down, your car automatically puts the brakes on. But other than that, I don't know anything about it.
Are you scared of the rain because you don't know where the windshield wipers are?
Yes. I'm hoping it don't rain, and praise the Lord, the lights came on when I started the car.
Well, Roger, I thank you for the call. Please call back sometime. You're very funny.
Well, you know, I'm also funny looking.
Okay, partner.
I'll bet if he gets in there, the radio will turn on that doot song also. How do I turn this off?
We've got one line open if you want to grab it before our final segment, 913-586-7798. You know who you are. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. Pete, Michael, Rebecca, everybody. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, we got limited time, so let's get to everybody as quickly as we can. Pete in Topeka, you have waited the longest, Pete. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well, my friend. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir.
I have a grievance. Why do gas pumps slow down at about 60 cents before they're done? It's not that big a deal this time of year, but if it's freezing cold and blowing or hot, it's a pain.
Mm.
Good one.
That's a good one. And also, and this is going to be on my part of my campaign when I run for president someday, I also don't want the pump asking me if I want a receipt or a car wash if the temperature is below 33 degrees.
Angry.
I don't want it advertising to me loudly, too. Go inside and get a big gulp.
That's the new thing.
Why are you looking at me for that, by the way? You think I programmed the gas pumps?
No, I'm looking at you because this is just one big conversation. What do you want, stare out the window?
No, I thought you were looking at me because I work at QT.
Man, self-conscious. Table of one. It's ready. Rebecca in Western Shawnee.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Scott, so actually my grievance is with you. I love you like a brother. But do you remember a couple weeks ago when y'all were talking about all your guys' OCD quirks?
Yes.
And you were saying when you drive down that hill on Shawnee Mission Parkway and all the streetlights, the big streetlights that are there, and you have to click your teeth 3 times when you drive past them?
When I drive between them, yes.
Between them, yes. And so when I heard that, when I went down that hill, now I've started doing it.
Oh, my God.
And I know. And I don't even have OCD. And I'm like, well, I have to feel what Scott Parks is feeling when he's driving in between these streetlights. And so now every time I drive through them, I click my teeth 3 times and I can't stop. And it's driving me crazy. And I don't even have OCD.
And Rebecca, tell everyone that hill is the entrance into what?
Western Johnny.
Your OCD is contagious.
But I am just like, what the heck? Like, I don't have any tics at all. But now every time I drive past in between those streetlights, I clicked my teeth 3 times. Thank you very much.
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, did you stop by the store and see if they had any gray Poupon left? Because I need to get some tonight.
I'll check for you.
Thank you. Okay. From the text line, my grievance is that I really enjoy Commander Reed filling in and wish he could do it more. Go Navy.
Go Navy, beat Army. Who was that? It was just text line, obviously. Yeah. Thank you so much. I love coming in here. Scott, thank you for having me.
You bet you. Thanks for your time. I really, really enjoyed it. It's always fun having you in. Birthdays today, real quick. Joss Stone, the singer, is 38. That's about it. Yep, that's about it.
Thought you were about to read a bunch of names you don't recognize.
Yeah, I was. Until I saw that I can't pronounce them either. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host, Commander Jesse Reed. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.